On the line, I have Katrina McColgan, Matt Farley, and Jean Sinclair from Coolock Youthreach. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
That's great. That's grand. Right, we're going to go to Katrina first. Katrina, will you tell us a little bit about Coolock Youthreach? I think you changed the name recently.
Absolutely. So the history of Youthreach is we've been around for over 30 years, and we were originally Bonnybrook Youthreach, renamed Kilmore Youthreach. We moved locations several times in the last 4 years, and now we have a brand new centre, and we're back in our home in Coolock, just on the Clonshock Road there.
Okay, that's great. And we'll come back to you, and you can tell us about how young people can get involved. But in the meantime, Matt Farley, Matt, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, I'm the catering instructor here. I'm a qualified chef by trade. I have over 30 years' experience. I'm from Coolock myself. I'm now teaching QQI Level 3 and Level 4 here in breakfast cookery, short order cookery, and I'm also looking after the teamwork folder in QQI. And we offer a lot of advantages to the kids here, where I work myself still out in the professional game in the Aviva Stadium. So I also take kids on board under my hip, as they say, and I introduce them to different doors that can open up to get them a job or a bit of experience in the catering game, you know. So we're very short of young chefs, be it male or female, out there at the minute.
That's brilliant. You're actually teaching them, and you're also giving them experience.
I am indeed, yeah. So I would link in with the Aviva Stadium due to the fact from my own professional that I still work there, and that's after hours. And even I'm working there this Thursday, and I have one of the young students going in for an interview tomorrow, and she'll be working probably with ourselves in the Aviva on Thursday. And Saturday, with the Six Nations kicking off, that we normally get a lot of young students in through different contacts like myself.
That's great, brilliant. We'll go back there now to Katrina before we talk to Jean. Katrina, could you let us know, if there's young people listening in and they want to get involved, how did they go about getting involved?
Yeah, well, I suppose our message today is, if there's a grandparent listening or a parent or a young person, get in touch, come up, say hello, have the conversation about getting back into education. I suppose, you know, since the pandemic, anxiety has been on the rise with so many young people experiencing that, and this may have led to withdrawal from education, and young people might be looking for a different route, you know, a different route into education. So we offer level 3, which is equivalent to junior cert for those young people who don't have it, and level 4 QQI, which is equivalent to the leaving cert applied. When they finish with us, they can go on to apprenticeships or PLCs, onto university if they so wish. Youthreach is a very accessible gateway to all of this. They can also confidently enter the world of work. So if you're listening today and you know a young person who just needs a different route into education, give us a call on 01-847-4633 and ask for Katrina.
So that's 01-847-4633. And the young people can ring themselves. They don't have to be referred.
Not at all. The young people can pick up the phone. They can ring themselves.
Okay, that's great. Listen, Jean, if you're there, will you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what you treat?
Hi, John. I'm from the Coolock area myself as well. Currently, I'm teaching personal development. I joined the Youthreach when I was over in Bonnybrook back in 1995, long, long time ago. But I would have come from a very similar background to the students that we have now, you know.
Yeah.
I just hated school. I did hate school. My home life was really difficult, and I just didn't feel that I got the support I needed when I was in school, and I left 2 months into second year. So then about a year later, I joined the Youthreach, and I suppose it just gave me, as Katrina said, a totally different outlook on learning. We teach in a different way. We run the system very, very different, and we're able to do that because the numbers are smaller, so there's a lot more support given to the learners, a holistic approach to kind of their development, where I didn't feel I could get that from the school. But I love the Youthreach now. I'm here 26 years, I got so much support and encouragement when I was a student here that it just built me confidence to go on and teach. So I ended up doing a teacher's diploma. I got a degree in education and training in DCU, and I was supported through all of that. And then I had enough courage to ask them to give me a job. And they did. They gave me a job. So, you know, I teach personal development here now, but, you know, I have a massive passion for learning now, and I just love passing that on to the students.
That's brilliant. You were actually a student in a youth reach, so you know all the ropes.
I was in youth reach, John. I was in this youth reach. I'm actually in this job 26 years now. I was in this youth reach. I've never left.
That's fun. It's fantastic. And listen to the three of you. Is it very fulfilling, Matt, when you see one of your students learning how to cook, and then you see him over in the Aviva, him or her working away? I'd say it's very fulfilling.
It is. Say that because I know myself, when I was in Clostradurig, I would have been an early leaver, and I never got that chance where I'm able to give young lads or girls the chance now to be aware that there's people there to help them, you know. And so that's what we're here for now, and I'm just delighted that I can see young kids or young learners that we have progress and maybe go on to something that they want to do practically with their hands or something like, because technically they're not all gifted, you know, as we know.
Yeah.
And that's why school isn't for a lot of young kids, and that's what you reach to the door, and I'm happy to have a chance of education that we have here for them.
Okay, and we'll go back to you, Katrina. The children, or the young people that are learning there, there's not, as Matt said, not everybody is suited to school, so some of them will be short on confidence, for instance. How do you approach them?
Absolutely. You know, if a young person has been asked to leave school or education hasn't worked out for them, it can be a very hurtful situation for the young person and for, indeed, the family. So what we do in the centre, we talk a lot about power with as opposed to power over. Because when young people come to us, a lot of the time, you know, when they've been in a system that hasn't served them well, they are pushing back, and they need that confidence. They need to know that they will be listened to. And we have a learner council that's facilitated by an outside person, and that really ensures that we are really listening to the students and hearing their voice. So that's really, really important, that the students know that action will be taken on the things that matter to them. There's so many things we do that, you know, builds their confidence. They learn how to cook. Today, some of our students are gone out, they're doing outdoor pursuits, and they're actually cooking sausages in a forest after a hike. Yeah, we do trips away. You know, we've taken the students all over the world, really, and they do work experience, a really important subject which prepares them for the world of work. So it is all about building the young person up, because, you know, if school hasn't worked out, that rejection is something that young people carry on their shoulders, and that's what we're here for. We're here to say, our motto in the centre is Coolock Youth Reach, transforming lives through education, and that is what we see. And the student is a joint partner in that transformation. So it's us and them working together. It's very much a community vibe in the centre, and that's how we do it. But I didn't invent this wheel. This wheel is spinning for the last 30 years, and it's a wonderful model, and it's recognised internationally as well as being at the forefront of education.
It is. It's fantastic work you're doing. It's great work, and keep it up. If you just go back to Jean there. Jean, as you said, you were a student in Youth Reach, and you're very grateful for what they did with you, and now you're giving back to the local community.
Yeah, as I said, my subject is personal development, and, you know, which is about life. It's, you know, it covers all sorts of things, from mental health to behaviours and relationships and so on. But I think, you know, especially coming from a similar background and experiencing similar struggles, you know, I'm so passionate about it. Like, I'd often see kids, because I'm from the area, as grown adults years later, and they've, on many occasions, they've kind of approached me and thanked for what the centre has done, what the subject has done, you know. And it's just, I suppose, given me a passion for learning, like, I'm mad now for learning the amount of different things that I'm involved in. I'm bringing hopefully some music now into the classroom. I do a bit of music myself. We're hoping to do a little bit of photography and just using different outlets to kind of show the kids how to express themselves, to deal with emotions. Like, the staff here are amazing. They are amazing. They're willing to take on anything, learn anything in order to be able to pass that on to the learners. You know, it's a fantastic environment to be in.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I hope that we get a couple more in now, get the buzz going. It's a great bit of crack, you know, great bit of fun.
Well, as we say, if there's any parents, grandparents or friends of people who need this service, it's 01-847-4633.
John, just before we finish up, there's other good news. If you're 16 and 17, you do get a payment of €45 per week. And learners who are 18 or over get a payment of €203 per week. So that's just kind of the cherry on top of the cake.
That's fantastic. That's brilliant. Katrina, it's great work you're doing. It's fantastic work you're doing. And we spoke about personal development and cooking. What other courses are available there?
Well, I'm going to list our subjects. So we have communications, IT, math, short order cookery, teamwork, art, personal interpersonal skills, work experience, health-related fitness, and grow your own vegetables. So they're like the subjects. And then on top of that, in addition to that, in the centre, each young person has a mentor that they meet with, you know, once every 2 weeks. It's a relationship between a staff member and a student, course the student. We offer acupuncture. We have a health access worker. We run a program called Dot B, which is in partnership with the Mindfulness in Schools project in the UK, teaching students how to respond rather than react. We have our student council meetings. Two staff are trained in conflict mediation because, you know, this is centre life, it's a community, it's the full catastrophe of living. And there is conflict in the centre, so we have staff trained in that, and we like to, you know, help the students learn how to sort out conflicts in their own life, indeed in the centre and in their own life. And we also do something called nonviolent communication.
Yeah.
So it's really helping young people to put language on their feelings and their needs. You know, what is it that they're feeling? So if a young person is very angry, being able to break that down into what they're feeling and what it is they're needing, and helping them to communicate that to us. So we've done a lot of very interesting workshops here, and we're always pushing the boundaries in Youth Reach all of the time. We're always looking to, you know, what works, and listening to the students and finding out, you know, what it is they need, hearing their voice.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. We have to go to a break. Is there a website available, or is it just a phone number where people can make contact?
Yeah, you'll find us on Facebook. There is a little form up there that takes about a minute to fill in. So just Coolock Youth Reach on Facebook. And you'll also find us on Instagram.
Okay, great stuff. Thank you all very much for taking the call. Is there anything anybody would like to say before we go?
Yeah, I suppose I just want to really re-emphasise, you know, with the pandemic, and if you are listening today and education hasn't worked out for you for whatever reason, you know, there is another way, and do get in touch.
Okay, thank you very much. And that's 01-847-4633. Thank you, Katrina, Matt and Jane, for taking the call. It's been very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.